Our first lesson this morning comes from the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter. Let us listen for God's word. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. But you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the Israelites may go into the sea on dry ground. Then I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and so I will gain glory for myself over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots, and his chariot drivers. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained glory for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his chariot drivers." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second lesson this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, the 3rd chapter. Let us listen for God's word. "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, up to this point, our Lenten journey has led us to seek God in many different directions: inward, upward, downward, outward, backward. I would imagine that by this time, 6 weeks into it, some of us may be feeling a little impatient, kind of like the excited child who is tired of waiting for everyone else to get ready to go on a much-anticipated trip. Come on, what's taking so long? It's time to go already. When are we going to move forward? Well, today we are moving forward. Today on Palm Sunday, we turn our faces toward the future and embark on the road ahead, seeking God along the way. Now, out of all of the directions we have traveled, forward is the one that is the most valued in our society and culture. Everyone wants to be forward thinking and forward acting, right? Forward means progress, advancement, success. It means that we're really going somewhere and accomplishing something. We celebrate women who lean in and men who strive to climb the ladder of success. The grass is usually greener up ahead, right? So let's get going. The funny thing about forward, though, is that although it promises great potential and future rewards, it also tends to be the most risky direction. Moving forward often takes us into unknown territory and an unknown future. Just look at the Israelites in our Old Testament lesson this morning. They had been miserable in Egypt, brutally oppressed as Pharaoh's slaves. They had cried out to the Lord, and God had answered their prayers by sending Moses and giving the Israelites a vision of freedom. "Let my people go," God's voice spoke through the plagues, showing the Egyptians how far God would go to deliver his people so that they could move forward into God's future for them. Now here they are, fleeing the Egyptians, standing at the edge of the Red Sea, their future blocked by a wall of water on one side and Pharaoh's army on the other, trapped between the devil and the deep blue sea, you might say. The Israelites cannot see any way forward, and so they cry out to Moses, "Why did you bring us here to die in the wilderness at the hands of the Egyptians? We would have been better off back there in Egypt, where we worked ourselves to death. Why couldn't you just leave us alone? If this is moving forward, forget it." Moses tries to calm and reassure them. "Don't be afraid," he says. "Stand firm. Look at what God is going to do for you and for your future today." "This isn't about you," Moses reminds them. "It's about God, the God who chose you to be his people, the God who has heard your cries for help, the God who has already done mighty things to bring you here to this place. Put your trust in God, because God will continue to fight for you. God will be just as present in the future as God has been in the past." Moses' words may not have had the effect that he hoped, though, because eventually, over the people's panic and distress, God's voice rings out, speaking as much to the Israelites as to Moses. "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward." And God gives Moses instructions for just how to do that. "Extend your staff. The water will dry up. A way forward will appear. God will take care of the Egyptians so that everyone will know that God and God alone is Lord. All they have to do is go forward in faith." Well, when have you been caught between the devil and the deep blue sea? When have you been on the brink of an unknown future, afraid to move forward but knowing you can't really go back either? When have you had to face an unexpected or seemingly insurmountable challenge? Maybe you received a rejection letter from a school you wanted to attend, or the door was closed on a career path you wanted to follow. Or maybe you've just been offered an exciting opportunity, or are embarking on a new path, like college or parenthood or retirement, a new direction that is sure to change your life in ways you can't even imagine right now. Maybe you just lost your job and your financial future is uncertain. Or maybe you've just been promoted to a new position or called to something that you feel is far beyond your ability or comfort level. Maybe your loved one just left you or died, leaving you unsure of who you are now and how you will go on and get through this. As so many in our church family have experienced, maybe you have been diagnosed with cancer or some other debilitating or life-threatening illness. The path ahead, the treatment options seem overwhelming. Or maybe you are on the other side of that struggle, with your future stretching out before you, full of possibilities and choices, and you don't know which direction to go in. Whether the future is bright with opportunity or fraught with difficulty, moving forward can feel risky, scary, and maybe even impossible. In fact, it is here that we are most likely to look for any other way besides forward. Some of us may try to go backwards to the day before the diagnosis, the divorce, the dream of something different, so that we can pretend it didn't happen and just live like we were before. Some of us may look for a shortcut or a different path or the long way around, all in an effort not to face the forward future. And yet it is here in the midst of our fears and doubts, maybe even our panic and distress, that we hear Moses' words, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm. Watch what the Lord is about to do, because God will be there and God will fight for you." Seeking God forward means remembering that the God that was with us in the past will be with us in the present and in the future. It means moving forward in faith, trusting God to be God, to stand with us and for us, no matter where the journey leads. This is where we find Jesus today on Palm Sunday, riding on a donkey into the holy city of Jerusalem, the very seat of religious and political power in Palestine. I often wonder how Jesus felt entering Jerusalem, surrounded by the cheering crowds, chanting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," hearing and sensing all of their expectations and hopes for him. How much did he know and understand about what was to come? He had already predicted his own death and resurrection several times to his disciples, but was he scared? Did he have doubts? Was he tempted to turn back or head in a different direction? As we journey through this holy week, we will find that yes, and indeed, Jesus did have fears and doubts. Praying in the Garden of Gethsemane for God to take this cup from him to find an easier path. Crying out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? But we will also see Jesus facing his future with faith. Faith in the one who had sent him to fulfill God's daring plan for the salvation of the world. We will see Jesus overcoming his fears and standing firm against the powers and principalities, trusting that even in his darkest hour, God would be with him, fighting for new life for all. Because Jesus went forward, we all can go forward. Regardless of our situation, in the midst of our fears and doubts, this was Paul's conclusion as he sat in a prison cell and wrote this letter to the Philippian church. "I want to know Christ," he wrote, "the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. I know I'm not there yet," Paul is saying, "but I'm going to keep moving forward. I can do this because I belong to Jesus Christ, who went ahead of us to show us the way. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." As I drove through the dense fog earlier this week for most of Wednesday and Thursday, I was reminded of a sermon that one of my pastors preached when I was a teenager. I don't remember the scripture passage or the title of the sermon, but what I do remember is that he was sharing times in his life when, for him, the road ahead was foggy, when he didn't know where he was headed, couldn't find a direction, didn't know where God was leading him, didn't know how he was going to move forward. "Such times are unnerving, frightening, full of the unknown," he said. But what he had learned over the years was that all he had to do was take the first step forward and trust that God would be there with him and show him where the next step was. "It's kind of like driving through fog," he said. "Your headlights illuminate just enough of the road ahead for you to drive a little bit of the way. And then once you get there, you can see a little bit more." That's the way life is for many of us, moving forward in fits and starts, one step at a time, with just enough light to see the next step. Not always to know the end goal, to see the whole path ahead, but to trust that God knows where we are going and will be with us every step of the way. During this season of Lent, we have sought God in just about every other direction, inward, outward, upward, downward, and backward. Now it's time to seek God forward, into the very heart of the story of our faith, the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's go, one step at a time, one day at a time, into the future that God has for us, trusting that God will be there with us wherever we go. As we move forward into this holy week, we will find that it is actually Christ himself who is waiting for us, waiting to feed us at his table, waiting to wash our weary feet, to pray with us, to find us in the shadows of life and death, waiting there to fight for us, so that we might all press on toward the goal, the amazing, liberating, healing, saving gift of new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.